I just hope we can relax and have a little chat. And what I'd like to ask you about, if you can start in the beginning, tell me where you were born and who your parents were.
I was born about a mile down the road, and my daddy was William Manly Snipes. Everybody knows William Manly Snipes.
Can you spell that for me?
M-A-N-L-E-Y. S-N-I-P-E-S.
Okay.
And May was my mama's name. And she died when I was 18.
Okay.
I was working at the ration board at Hillsboro when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, I just stopped, and I was 18. And I stopped and started keeping house for my daddy. So he was on the dairy farm. And some mornings, I'd have to get up and help him milk because the hired hand was off on a big drunk. And at 5 o'clock, it wasn't very nice to get up. Then we was milking by hand. And then one day, I'll tell the experience that I had, one of the first ones that I had in keeping house.
Mm-hmm.
We got a 10-gallon can of milk back. They thought it had a little onions in it, and they wouldn't keep it at the dairy then. So Daddy had to go into the field, and he told me to churn the milk can of milk. So I said, "What do you do?" And he said, "Pour it off and then churn." So I went out there and poured the thick cream in an old bucket and poured what was left in the bottom out in the churn, and I churned and I churned all morning long, and I didn't get any butter. So I went to the field and told him what I had done. He said I was supposed to keep the cream and churn that for the butter. So that's the way, that was my first experience in keeping house.
You churned the skim instead of the cream.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get any butter. So that's just about how little I knew about housekeeping.
Were there other children?
I had two sisters, and they was older, and they was at Chapel Hill working. So they had better position in working than I did, so I just told them that I'd stay with them. So then it wasn't but about 3 years that I married my husband. It lived right over there. So we went to high school, Grandma Grace, in high school. Now, well, mamas and daddies was best of friends the whole time, so I just knew what farming and dairy life would be. So it has really been a good life.
Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What it was like to live on a farm and growing up with your sisters?
Oh, they would pick on me all the time. But, just different things like that. But they dearly loved me. You could tell that. I just don't hardly know what to say.
Can you tell me about...
We had hens and things, mm-hmm. and we would get out and tend to those. And things like that. Other than that, I kept just around the farm. We'd work in the garden. Most of the time, my youngest, one of the sisters would clean up in the house, and my other sister and I'd get out and work in the garden and mow the yard and cut the hedge and stuff that we had around. And after we got married, I just moved on up here and started doing the same thing. And now, on weekends, a lot of the times, they milk every other weekend. And every other weekend when my husband's on, I go over to the barn and help him feed the calves and things like that. And mess around over the barn. But then I keep my two grandchildren. Okay. Mama's to work.
Do you
look
like
after them.
Do you like to be in the barn?
Not in the milking. I had never been in the milking barn but about one or two times, really. After I got married, we had three sons, and they took my place in the milking barn. But I wouldn't mind it if I had to. Now, if it was just my husband, I'd be glad to go over there. But since they have so many hired help, and his brother and his son works over there. So.
Now, some of the women some of the people in the community, the women in the family, do help with milking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. Uh-huh.
But Mr. Kirk over here told me that because this was a double family, mm-hmm. that was why.
Yeah.
You think that's right? That's
I imagine so, because I go over a whole lot more than Martha comes over. Mm-hmm. She hardly ever goes over to the barn. But that's just up my line to go to the barn and mess around and do things like that.
What do you mean by mess around?
Just be around mm-hmm. in the barn with him and my husband, mm-hmm. not married, and helping him feed the calves, and I'll get on the back of the truck and ride up to the other pasture where he's feeding heifers, and I help him get the feed out of the back of the truck for that, and carry a bucket feed and dump that while he's doing something else, and I'm feeding that bunch of calves.
When you were, was your daddy always a dairy farmer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Up until, well, a little while after Mama died, mm-hmm. he was a dairy farmer, but not too long.
Had his father been a dairy farmer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not a dairy farmer, just on a farm. They didn't have too many cows, then just two or three, something like that.
When did they get into the bigger dairy farming, do you know?
No, I sure don't. Maybe I was 7 or 8 or something like that. I might not have been that old mm-hmm. when he started into the dairy business. I just don't remember.
Why do you think he changed?
Well, he just really didn't have any help. And at one time he had a whole bunch of horses, real pretty horses that he plowed the corn and things with. And I believe that's after Mama died. I'm quite sure mm-hmm. it was. Well, anyway, they got into the silage and got poisoned, and all of them died. Mm-hmm. So then he just gradually got out of the dairy business. And then at one time he was a night watchman down at the milk plant.
Which and, was that Long Meadow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at Chapel Hill. Then he built a little store down here at the, he remarried and built a little store down here at the corner and done that until he died.
What did he farm before he went into dairy? What kind of crops did he have?
I imagine corn and wheat mm-hmm. and things like that. Just a small fields. Until they started into the dairy business.
Did the girls help to milk very much? The older girls?
Yes, when they was there, they did. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But there was usually a hand who helped?
Mm-hmm, yeah. So then they went to college, and I didn't. And after they come back, they went got their jobs at Chapel Hill. And since I didn't, I was just took the one job in the ration board at Hillsboro.
What did you do there?
Rationed out gas and sugar. Just forgive them a snack coupon. I mean, two or three of the men would have a meeting and tell how much gas this farm ought to have and how much this one ought to have, and then they got little coupons. And we would fill out the, mail them the coupons that they were supposed to have to go get the gas.
Did people come and tell you their hard luck stories?
Sometimes it did, but we couldn't do a thing about it because the other board of directors or whatever would have to tell them how much gas all we could do. And then we supposed to burn up the other little coupons. And it's hard to do to stand there and burn up coupons when like my boyfriend then didn't have any coupons to get gas with, but I never did get him any. Burn them in that little heater there. I wanted to, but I didn't. And then after I got married, we had a house full of, big house full of chickens across the road, and I would tend to those, and he would help me some. You know.
Well, it must have been a few years before the boys were big enough to help in the barn.
Yeah, well, I stayed here and tended to them. They would go to the barn and play around. I'd cook dinner for all of them, and still do, most of the time. One of them still lives here, and the other one lives in that log house up here. And when his wife's a nurse, and when she's at work, he comes in and eats lunch with us. And I tend to the little girl.
Is that Bobby, the one
no,
who just had the baby?
No, Bobby and Bob. They live over there, mm-hmm. and that's Merritt's brother
mm-hmm.
and his son. And I have two sons that's working on the farm, Kenny and Donald.
Can you tell me more about learning how to keep house? What kinds of things did you have to learn how to do besides churn?
I didn't do too good a job at the churning. Well, it wasn't anything but just cooking and mm-hmm. Cleaning house and just taking care of the children and having a meal on the table for them, I guess, is about all you'd have to do. And then I mow the yard all the time. That's what I enjoy, is getting out mowing mm-hmm. the yard.
Do you have a riding mower?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Then we have another one. It's a smaller one that you can has a bag on the back to get the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
I like to get up the leaves. And we have one for the mowing the yard and one for getting up the leaves. So, once in a while, the one that lives here gets out and helps me
mm-hmm.
get up the leaves.
Did your mother teach you how to put up food, or did you have to learn that after?
No, I learned that mostly from Merritt's mother
mm-hmm.
after we got married, because I didn't do too much of that. Well, one of my aunts would help me some, like when we would have the wheat thrashings and the silo fillings and things. We'd cook lunch for the helpers,
mm-hmm.
and she would help me after Mama died until I moved up here.
What kind of ways did you learn to put up food?
Well, canning tomato juice was mm-hmm. about the first thing that I mm-hmm. really did. But I didn't do too much canning. Well, right after we married, we would get the corn and go to the White Cross Community Building. I'd carry his mother, and we would can the corn down there in tin cans. That was one of my first experiences in canning. Carrying it down there, and I believe string beans. We canned string beans and corn down there.
And it went into tin cans?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was there special machinery to do
mm-hmm.
that?
Yeah, they had a great big tank thing that they would put just a whole lot of them in there. And then they would cook a certain length of time, and then they would take them out and dump them in a great big container of cold water to cool them off right quick. A lot of times we'd come back home and then go back late that evening and pick them up, because you'd have your name written on the top of it. And that was just about my first experience in really doing that. And then from then on, we just started freezing most of the stuff.
Do you can it all anymore?
Yeah, I can string beans and tomatoes and the tomato juice, but freeze the butt beans and the freeze corn now, and peas. That's about all I really mm-hmm. will freeze. But it's much easier than canning. I still have the big pressure cooker that pressure the string beans in. But most of the time, the tomato juice, I just cold water that. So it's what it does for me. I just like it better anyway.
It must be hard to stand over the hot stove to do all that canning.
Well, no, you don't have to stand over it. Just keep watch the, when you had the pressure cooker on, just watch the pressure and not let it go high. You don't have to stand over. Don't have to stand over the old hot wood stove anymore. Like we did one time. Now we had the wood stove and before we got married.
When you were a girl or when you first got married?
No, when I was a small child, we had the wood stove. But after we got married, we was about the first ones down there to get a Delco light plant. Lights in the house. And about all the others, still had the old type lamps.
Kerosene?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Were you closer to where the line came out from the university?
No, they got it and had a some kind of a motor in the basement that it was run by that. The first lights, I remember that. And we got the, and then Merritt's mother got some kind of a gas motor for a washing machine. She had that about the first one around. And I don't remember when we got our first washing machine.
Do you remember when electricity came through?
Mm-hmm, sure do.
Can you tell me about that?
Oh, well, I don't remember too much about telling, but I just remember when they was putting up the light poles and running wires and things, and we was tickled to death that we was going to have lights. But we had already had the other kind of lights. And that was, it wasn't anything new, really, to be getting that kind of lights for us, because we didn't have it.
What other kinds of things did the electricity help you have?
Oh, refrigerators was one of the main things. And I don't remember. I don't guess. Now, for the ranges, I don't remember if we got one of those before we were married or not. I just don't remember. But I do remember the refrigerator was one of the. And then running water in the house, that was one of the main things. We didn't have that. And when we first got married, we didn't have water in the house. We had still had our pan and bucket and dipper. We just had to gradually get into it, but now we have everything we need.
When you got married, did you live in your own house or did you live with Merritt's parents?
No, we built this one and had it built before we moved up here. See, it wasn't anybody at home, but my daddy and Merritt and I just lived down there. Oh, from March to October while they was building this house.
Who built it?
Merritt and his daddy. And we had some partners too to help, but they built about all of it. Yeah. The basement was some kind of old dirt pan and a horse.
That must have been a job.
Well, it was. We didn't have any money to get a bulldozer or anything. Well, then they didn't have bulldozers around. That was 30-some years ago, 37, I believe. How long it's been. So, that's just about it, I guess.
Did your daddy sell out his farm then pretty soon after you left home?
Well, he didn't, no, he just sold the cows and things, and all of his horses had done died. But he sold the land to his nephews, what land he had after he went into the store business.
Why did he get out of the dairy business?
He was just getting of age, and he didn't need to be in it anymore, and he and his wife decided they'd just build a little store and make that. They were way of making a living.
Did that have to do with not having sons to pass it on to?
Probably so. Yeah, probably so. So he just, well, that was, he and his brother worked together. They farmed together, but milk separate. They tended the lands and everything together. And then he had two sons, and he just sold the land to them.
So there's still a Snipes Dairy Farm.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And that was the, they still tending the land that my daddy had. They bought it.
And those are your cousins then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, can you tell me about your children? When you had children when you got married?
Oh, we got married in March of 47, and my first one was born in September of 49. And then the other one was born in 53, and the other one was born in 56. Then I had the oldest one had a little girl. She's 11 years old, and now my other one has one that's, should be 4 in February, and then they're supposed to have another one in February. So we're hoping for a little boy there.
So, that's how many? 4 grandchildren?
No, just 2.
2?
Uh-huh. 2 little girls. We're hoping for a little grandson to carry the Kurt name on.
Well, both of these brothers, Merritt and Robert.
Merritt and Bob, Bob, Robert worked together.
Right. Uh-huh. And they both had sons who were interested in carrying on the farm mm-hmm. after them.
Yeah, well, two works here, and Bob's works here. And then the other one, my oldest one, did work here, and he just decided he would get out. And so the farm was big enough for me. He went to work at Mebbin Lumber Company. But if he needs to be, if anybody's sick, anything like on the weekends, he fills in and does the work. Now the other day, Mary cut his hand, finger real bad, and Ronnie did his outside work. He doesn't milk him anymore, Mary. He just tends to the calves and runs the silage and things. So Ronnie done his work for him that weekend. Just like that, if he needed it. Anybody needs to, for him to fill in when they're sick, anything, he fills in for that.
Now, I found out that Robert Kirk doesn't milk anymore. Is that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he does the same thing. When Mary's on of a morning, Bob is off. Mm-hmm. He does it that evening. Then when Mary's on of the evening, Bob does it of the mornings. And then every other weekend, the outside work. And the three sons, my two and his one, and they have one hired hand, does the milking.
Is that sort of a thing where the older man... Milking is a harder thing or not as much?
Well, it's harder.
It's harder to mm-hmm. do. Yeah. So
they get to be old men and they're getting out to do the easy part.
Well, they're paying the boys to do
it. Oh, yes.
Too.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So but they're sort of the boss and they can say who does it and they can pick what job they want. Is that?
Who? Mary and Bob.
Right. They can uh-huh. pick which job they want.
Yeah, they can pick which job they want because they've already had their hard days.
Mm-hmm. Why is milking harder?
It just is. That's just kind of a hard job.
What's hard about it?
Well, just the having to be there all the time, I reckon. Mm-hmm. And they milk about 180 some, I believe, is what they have on test. They have a whole lot more of that of dry cows and heifers. And they keep all of the heifers at the It's raised, I mean born, and they raise them, and then when they get young, I mean old enough to milk, they sell some of the older ones. That's Mary and Bob's job, is to feed the calves and raise them. That's what I do the whole lot, go over and help Mary feed those baby calves.
Do you keep most of the calves that are born?
They keep all the heifer calves. They have 70, 80 in one pasture, and about the same in another pasture, and that's all of those is what they've raised.
And what do they do with the, would you say a bull calf?
Bull calves, they carry that to the FCX stock market in Hillsboro and sell them.
Are those then used for feeder calves? What do people buy those for? For beef cattle?
I don't know what they do with those. Hadn't heard them say. A lot of times they do buy the small ones and raise them to be big calves and sell them. And my son always he raises two pigs every year. And I help him up there sometime, tend to his pigs. If he's on vacation or anything, I'll tend to his pigs for him.
What's he do with his pigs?
He kills them, makes sausage and ham. Good old tenderloin.
You sound like you like that.
Oh, I do. But Mary has had a heart attack 5 years ago, I believe, and he doesn't eat any of that. But Donald and I sure do. But we carry it to the Farmers Exchange in Durham, and they grind the sausage and soft the hams. They cure the hams for us.
Oh, so you don't do that?
No, we don't do it. But I do sack the sausage. Could make the sacks out of cloth and put the sausage in that. Now
is that the air dried sausage? Hang it in the air and it gets a little bit hard.
Uh-huh, and then we freeze that. Mm-hmm. And then I freeze the tenderloin. This sausage and tenderloin, and then we have the hams, and that's salt cured. We're still the old-timey ones with the pigs, anyway. And then he does raise a few calves once in a while. I'll help him tend to those if he's on vacation.
What kind of garden do you grow? What do you grow in your garden?
Oh, potatoes. Now, that's my main. I like the potatoes that we grow, and peas and butter beans. And we have the sweet corn. We have usually have two fields of sweet corn, one early and one late. And string beans, just ordinary things. I reckon that's about all we really plant.
And that's all for your own use?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't ever have any extra that you carry to market?
Mm-hmm. Just for our own use. And tomatoes, we have those. And I get out and I have a big place back there in the back where I plant my tomato seed. And then I have the plants to plant. That's one thing I get out and mess with, is planting a tomato seed and having my own tomato plants to plant in the garden.
Do your sisters still work in Chapel Hill?
Mm-hmm.
Did they live out around Orange Grove, or did they live in town?
They lived in town most of the time. They'd come out on weekends, mm-hmm, before they got married. Both of them got married. Both of them's husbands did. Mm-hmm. They'll live alone.
But did they pretty much leave farm life when, mm-hmm, they went to town?
Yeah, they left it all together. Just left me with Daddy and what little knowledge I knew of housekeeping then. But my oldest sister would come back home every weekend, mm-hmm, and help me clean up the house and do things like that.
Do you think the older girls would have learned a little bit more about housekeeping by being older?
Yeah.
And learned more from your mother? Mm-hmm,
yeah, uh-huh, they did, more than I did. So,
well, that really must have been a fix for you to find yourself in.
Well, it was. It sure was. But it gradually come to me, but Mary's mother helped me more than anybody, I guess, because Mama died when I was so young.
Mm-hmm.
By the time she was in the kitchen cooking or out in the garden, she was sewing, making us dresses and things. I guess I kind of inherited that from her, because whenever I have spare time, I sew. Right much. My two grandchildren and me, but not for anybody else.
Where was their house?
The Kirk house?
Mm-hmm.
Just right across the road.
Oh, so then this was built just right across,
mm-hmm,
from,
yeah,
their house?
Yeah.
So you were probably back and forth all the time?
Yeah, back and forth all the time. Mm-hmm. Whenever she needed to go to town to get her groceries, I'd care for that. Good time. Yeah, I felt the world of his mother.
I think I need to turn the tape over.